American troops have landed in Poland for military exercises amid tensions with Russia over Ukraine. Yesterday, US President Barack Obama accused Russia of flouting last week's deal on Ukraine. Moscow said it would respond to any attack on its interests there and accused the US of running the show in Ukraine. Let's talk to Daniel Kennedy. He's associate editor at Open Democracy Russia. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning.
Where's all this brinkmanship going, do you think?
Well, that's quite hard to say, really. I think in a lot of ways, actions like these sort of exercises are really more about shoring up support among allies like Poland and the Baltic states than they really are about intimidating Russia. It's hard to say that these sort of actions are really going to have any effect on de-escalating the crisis, but it's equally difficult to say exactly where they'll lead.
The deal that was agreed in Geneva last week, essentially that all those who are occupying buildings in eastern Ukraine or occupying the city centre in Kiev would leave, be granted an amnesty, it seems dead in the water now, doesn't it?
Well, to be brutally honest, I think that deal was probably always going to be a bit of a non-starter. In as far as it was a four-way discussion agreed in a foreign capital in Geneva between the EU, the US, Ukraine's foreign minister, and Russia. And I don't believe that these people in the east, the sort of self-defense forces, the Donetsk People's Republic, were really consulted about what they want, what they think such an agreement should lead to, nor really do I think were the people on the Maidan. So I think actually getting these people to actually agree to these terms was always going to be quite difficult, particularly when I think all sides are essentially deeply and completely distrustful of each other. I think they all believe that different parties are basically negotiating in bad faith. So it was always going to be incredibly difficult to basically implement this agreement without the consent of the people that it basically refers to.
The reports that are emanating from eastern Ukraine, it's very hard to get a clear picture of who is in charge. It sounds very tense, it sounds very dangerous, and it's hard to see it ending well.
Well, of course, I'm not in Ukraine at the moment, so I couldn't really give a picture from the ground. One thing I will say is that there is a very concerted and very sort of focused information war going on between basically those supporting Kiev and those supporting these self-defense forces in Donetsk. All I can say is that from talking to people who are actually there on the ground, that the situation is increasingly tense. The people who are occupying these buildings have very little faith in the government in Kiev, who they view as a sort of a Western-backed junta, as it were. If you look at the actual ministerial postings which have been given to the new government, they are absolutely overwhelmingly from sort of the western parts of the country, from Lviv and Kiev, with only one minister having originated in Kharkiv and one from Crimea. So there's very much a sense that this government doesn't really speak for these people. There's very much a sense that actually not just the government, but sort of people in Kiev look down on people in Donetsk. There's been sort of flyers handed out at these demonstrations and these occupations, basically pointing out that the people in Kiev look on us as, well, the Russian word is cattle, basically sort of a mass of sort of unintelligent people, when in fact they consider themselves to be sort of the working force of Kiev, the economic heartland, sort of the real, I suppose, people of the country. So there's very little trust there. That isn't to say that everyone in these regions supports these separatists. There is some degree of support for Kiev, even in the east. There was a demonstration in Kramatorsk, which is probably one of the most tense cities at the moment, of about 2,000 people in favor of Ukrainian unity, even in a sort of semi-military situation. So it's not, it's very tense because there's increasing sort of fault lines, I think, developing between those who support the government and those who are very suspicious of it.
Daniel, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Daniel Kennedy, Associate Editor at Open Democracy Russia.